Several times every year, I get a call or an email from someone about a peculiar creature that looks like a really strange hummingbird visiting flowers or a sugar water feeder. The body really is proportioned like a hummer, the dark eyes are bird-like, and it holds itself in a most hummingbird-like way, but a careful look shows that the mouth parts roll in and out, something a bird beak cannot do. Two antennae jut forward but are shaped so much like feathers that they don't seem any more out of place than the horn feathers on an owl. The strange creature isn't a bird at all. It's a hummingbird moth. Last year I got a lot of calls about these. I don't know why their population was so high. This year I took a few calls and yesterday got an email from Art Boleen of Esco with some photographs. He wrote that he'd been out on the deck watering the flowers when he noticed one and took a special note of the mouth parts which roll in and out so distinctively. Several years ago, one Ashland woman called me about a hummingbird moth, describing this feature perfectly and mentioning the feather-like antennae, though she called them antennae-like feathers. Most people are delighted to learn that an insect can be so very bird-like, but she was furious with me when I told her that it was a moth. Hummingbird moths are fascinating little creatures. They start out life as caterpillars called hornworms. The name comes from a hook or horn-like appendage protruding upward near the posterior end of the caterpillar. Although the horn looks like it may be dangerous, it's harmless. Tomato and tobacco hornworms can be destructive to some garden and agricultural plants, but for the most part, hornworms are innocuous, munching on leaves as most caterpillars do, but not so numerous as to cause serious damage. And after metamorphosis, they emerge as strikingly beautiful moths. Although a few are active in the daytime, most hummingbird moths are active at dusk. Sometimes they're fairly common on my back door screen on summer nights. Most, but not all, of these moths feed, much like hummingbirds, hovering in front of flowers, or even in rare case at hummingbird feeders, to sip nectar through their extended proboscis. The proboscis rolls up like a party noisemaker when not in use and may not be readily evident in a resting moth. The ones I most often see have rosy patches on their wings and a zebra-like horizontally striped body. Some species lack scales on large portions of their wings, and so they have transparent or clear wings and are commonly referred to as clear-wing hummingbird moths. Sometimes when it seems like things are going too wrong in the world, it's lovely to step back for a bit and look at, really look at, something natural, a bird, an insect, even a backyard squirrel. Any world that can accommodate a zebra-striped moth with rosy wings that feeds like a hummingbird is a pretty lovely place to be. Production of For the Birds is made possible by support from KUMD and binoculars.com. A photograph of the hummingbird moth at Art Boleen's flowers is on my blog at www.birderblog.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.